Welcome to the By His Grace podcast. I am your host, Misty Phillip, and I am so thankful you are here. What an incredible journey this podcast has been this year. We launched in January of 2019, and here we are at the end of season one, at the end of November, preparing our hearts and our homes this week for Thanksgiving. As I reflect on the many blessings this podcast has been, I just want to say how thankful I am for you, my listeners. I am also thankful for the release of The Struggle is Real, But So is God Bible study that launched earlier this year as well. God has stretched me and grown me in ways that I never imagined. And with that stretching and growing has also been a year of tremendous blessing. Stories of people who have done my Bible study and people that I met recently. I attended the Hope Writers Conference and got to meet with several people who were on my launch team. And they shared stories of how the Bible study impacted their life and breakthroughs that they had. And sometimes we don't know the impact that we have on other people. And God just gave me a glimpse into what He has done with my study. As I look forward to all that God has in store for me with both the podcast and the Spark Christian podcast in 2020, I'm in awe of His goodness. For those of you who haven't heard, I am hosting the first Christian podcast conference in February 2020 in Houston, Texas. We have an incredible lineup of speakers, sponsors, and influencers coming to network and inspire fellow Christians to start, launch, and market the podcast of their dreams or take their existing podcast to the next level. Spark is going to be the place for all things Christian podcasting, and I'm just so honored the Lord is allowing me to steward this conference. To celebrate my favorite holiday, Thanksgiving, I am putting both The Struggle is Real, But So is God Bible study on sale for only $9.99 and tickets to the Spark Podcast Conference for $99 for the next 3 days only. You can get your copy of The Struggle is Real, But So is God Bible study at Amazon or through mistyphillip.com. And tickets for Spark can be purchased through the Spark Christian Podcast Conference website using the code THANKFUL at the checkout of an early bird pass. This is half off of the regular ticket price, and this is only available Wednesday through Friday of this week. So that's my little thank you to my By His Grace podcast listeners and to anyone who's interested in grabbing a copy of that Bible study for themselves or a loved one this holiday season. Also, I wanted to let you know before we jump into today's episode that I am taking a planned sabbatical until after the new year so that I can have time to become refreshed, spend time with my family and friends, and reflecting on the birth of Jesus Christ and sharing His love with others. So I hope that you have an amazing holiday season and that Jesus is at the center of it all. I look forward to sharing some exciting guests with you in the new year. But today, it is a treat to invite Kelly Minter to join the By His Grace podcast for this final episode of season one. Enjoy and have a wonderful holiday season. Welcome to By His Grace podcast. This is our final episode this year, and I am super excited to invite Kelly Minter to the show. Kelly, welcome to By His Grace.
Hey, thank you guys so much for having me. I'm super excited to be here.
Yes, I am excited too. I did Kelly's study on Ruth. Kelly is a Bible study teacher, a songwriter, and now a cookbook author. Kelly, what else can you tell the audience about you if they don't know you?
Well, I kind of do a lot of things not that great. That's kind of like, I like to garden. I like to cook. I like to play the guitar. I like to sing. I like to write. I will say the one thing that I really do pour a lot of energy into and that I try to do really well is Bible study teaching. So that I really do try to to have a high standard, but everything else I kind of hack at. And, but it's fun. I enjoy it.
Well, that's great. I am so glad that you're here. We are going to talk about the struggle of hospitality, and we're in the holiday season. We're recording this. It's Thanksgiving week. Lots of people are preparing to have family and friends in their home, and then we're going to go right into Christmas and the New Year, and the holidays can be a struggle for many people. Having people in their home, and they feel like maybe they have to have it all perfect and all together. But what do you think about that, Kelly?
Yeah. So this little phrase that I wrote that just kind of keeps coming back to me, it just was one of those phrases that kind of accidentally tumbled out of me, but it's that people need your presence more than they need your perfection, you know, or more than they need it perfect. And I think that's the thing, the struggle. And listen, I'm right there. I'm about to have 26 people descend on me this week. We, you know, whether it's Thanksgiving or Christmas or the parties, whatever, I think sometimes we can get so caught up in wanting to have everything perfect and make sure that all the dishes are right and that our serving ware is, you know, exactly how we want it and that our house is perfect, that we forget about the people around us and about being present with them and really looking for ways that we can love them. And I was in 1 Corinthians 13 as part of my daily reading, which is funny because you think of you've got your whole Bible for the daily reading, I mean the whole year. And I was in 1 Corinthians 13, which is the chapter on love, right as we're heading into the holidays. And It was like Paul was sitting down and looking at me face to face and saying, okay, you can spend all your energy on the house and getting the leaves raked and getting the turkey perfect and all of that. But don't forget that love is kind. It is patient. It's not rude. It's not arrogant. It's not selfish. All of that, just going, okay, Lord, that's right. And just coming into the holiday season, we have the opportunity to minister and to serve and to love people. And that has to be the number one priority above all else. And I am preaching to myself, sister, right now. So that's what I'm hoping for.
Oh, I love that. And I love that you said that, because really, you know, that's the sum of the law in everything, is to love God and to love others. And we do get sidetracked sometimes wanting, I remember, you know, when my boys were, I have all boys, and when they were younger, I would set just these beautiful plates with china. And I just loved doing that. Mm-hmm. And now I still try to set a beautiful table, but our family has grown. We invite more friends because we really don't want anyone to not have a seat at the table. And so a couple of years ago, it flooded here in Houston and Harvey, and we opened up Thanksgiving to anyone in our Sunday school class that was displaced or alone. And we had several people take us up on that. And so now we use paper plates. We get pretty ones from Hobby Lobby. Wow. But then we don't worry about the dishes. And that way we can linger at the table. And it gives us just room to talk. And I love that you said that, because sometimes I strive for perfection when really I just need to let it be. So the book you just released.
Yes. It's called A Place at the Table, and it's a cookbook. It's my first cookbook, and I got to partner with a really accomplished chef from Nashville named Regina Pinto. And so we got to work on this together, and she really helped bring some of the cooking expertise, and I got to write several long stories and essays that are just encouraging and fun and just help us put aside all the obstacles that get in the way of cooking. Because I know that we are so busy, and we sometimes, especially if we haven't cooked, we think, oh my goodness, I don't know how to cook. I wouldn't even know how to start cooking. And so one of the goals behind this cookbook was to really put something in the hands of people that would help them be able to cook and empower them to cook and to feel confident that they could cook. So that's a lot of what we tried to do, and it was really fun. So I have several stories, and each story has recipes around that theme. So like I did a whole story on the tomato, for instance, and just about how the tomato has kind of followed me throughout my whole life. And then that led into a whole bunch of dishes that have tomatoes in them. I did one on Brazil because Regina is from Brazil and I go to the Amazon with Justice and Mercy International a lot. And so we included a lot of her recipes that could that easily translate into American culture. I did an essay on celebrations.
Wait, hold on. Wait, we'll talk about that in just 1 second. Let's go back to Brazil. So what kind of Brazilian recipes? My husband spent a lot of time in Brazil back
in
and so tell me what some of those recipes are. I'd love to know.
So yeah, we've got... we have a black bean, we have basic black beans and rice, which oddly enough, it sounds so like not that interesting, but the way that Regina does it, it is so flavorful and you can stretch it all week. We have a black bean soup. We have fish with we would call it probably like a pico, but they don't call it pico in Brazil. They call it something different and it's slightly different. And that's an awesome recipe as well. Also, she does something called feijoada, and it's black beans and kale and rice and this red pepper sauce that's really awesome. It's a really, really cool dish. And I think there's some pork and things like that in there. And then a lot of the Brazilian recipes like flan and mousse, like a lime mousse that's really awesome and not difficult to make at all. So it was really fun to do that that section.
Excellent. Okay. Then you were saying, and I interrupted you and I'm sorry.
No, you're
good.
Tell
me about the next recipe. What the next?
Well, I was just throwing out some of the sections like celebrations where we do a lot of desserts. And there's a section trying to think what else. Let's see. We've got, a lot of breakfast. We do a whole breakfast brunch section because my friend, a lot of times after church, we'll just throw brunch for anybody in the neighborhood or from church or anybody who wants to come over. So we included a lot of those recipes, which was a lot of fun too.
That's wonderful. You know, our homes are meant, like, I am really, anybody that knows me and knows me well, I am really big on hospitality, and it doesn't have to be perfect, but I always have something handy that I can throw together very quickly, whether it's a quick little charcuterie board or, you know, some easy bake muffins or something. And I have a big farm table. And the reason that I wanted this large farm table, as my boys were growing, I wanted their friends to come. And I wanted to be the home where my children wanted to be. And so I have done, really tried to create a really warm environment. But sometimes I too get caught in that, oh, the house is a mess or whatever. I have all these excuses. So, you know, I'm glad that you wrote this book to encourage us, because it's not about our home. It's about our hearts, and it's about those people that are in front of us. And food is life. And you know, Jesus broke bread with those that he was surrounded by. And so it's a real biblical way to see into someone's life and into their heart.
Yeah, I think that's awesome. And I love that you mentioned the charcuterie board, because we have that. That was another section I did on kind of the new church potluck, and just having appetizers and simple things that you can pull together quickly. And that just goes such a long way when you feel like, okay, I don't have to do this huge elaborate meal. I can run to the grocery store.
Yeah, especially during the holidays, I always try to keep certain little things on hand, because that way I'm always ready for an impromptu, you know, hey, why don't y'all come over and let's hang out? So that's so fun.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Well, Kelly, thank you so much for coming on the show today and talking about what's most important, and that's loving others, and we can love them as we cook for them. And I know that that's one of my love languages, is to be in the kitchen cooking for my friends and my family, and something I really enjoy. But I'm glad that you made it accessible for people, because it's not everybody's love and everybody's joy. And sometimes it can be intimidating, especially when you have a friend who's a good cook. You know, I know when my friends bring me meals, they're always like, because I cook so well, they don't want to bring me meals. So a lot of times they'll order food out so they don't have to cook for me.
Oh, that's so funny. And it's like, whatever works, just as long as, hopefully as long as you're together. But it is something, there is something to be said for cooking whole meals and putting some nourishing things down on the table, and then letting, like you said earlier, letting people linger. It's really important.
Yeah, that's so good. Well, Kelly, thank you so much for joining us today on By His Grace. And we will include the links and where to grab your cookbook and all of the things in the show notes. And so I just encourage everyone to grab Kelly's cookbook and make some of her recipes this holiday season. So thanks so much, Kelly, for joining us.
Hey, thank you so much. I loved being here.
Thank you for joining me today on By His Grace. I hope you've enjoyed listening and are encouraged by our guest today. I would love for you to visit my blog, mistyphillip.com, for more encouragement. You can find me on social media as Misty Philip, and I would love to connect with you there.